You look thirsty, Dave.
I am thirsty. Happy Friday.
Happy Labor Day Friday.
Oh, man. I can't believe it's Labor Day weekend.
I know. Did you see the forecast?
Yeah, it's chilly.
Well,
right?
No.
Well, it's... I guess for next week, I saw some 60s.
Oh, next weekend.
But yeah, this weekend is
Weekend is beautiful.
To die for.
Yeah. If you're a fall lover, next weekend is going to be your weekend.
No, this is why we live in Wisconsin this time of year, right here.
And it's not even sailing weather because it's supposed to be very light winds.
Yeah.
You'd have to get out your little Johnson.
Yep. Get the little kicker motor up. The iron lungs, as they say.
That's right. Yeah, we had a lot of wrap-ups for summer, concerts. Cheers.
Cheers.
This week, and I know the Rippin' Summer Concert Series goes on through September.
Still going strong. They got Rising Phoenix tonight, mm-hmm. which is a big band. And then I think next Friday, don't quote me, but I think it's the Glam Band. Which is a big one.
We have a pamphlet in the studio. I don't have one handy in my office here. But yeah, it's just going to be... Any outdoor activities, your putt-putt green is going to be very busy.
Oh, yeah. No, it's perfect. And we got to, I would be remiss if we didn't mention Labor Day weekend, Jimmy Buffett, second anniversary of his passing away, I think.
I was going to ask you if there's any readings from the Knuth scriptures of Labor Day material.
Well, I'll tell you, my favorite song is, one of my favorites from Jimmy is Come Monday. Mm-hmm. Which is one of his originals.
Yeah.
And I love the opening line, heading up to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. And I always think about this weekend, and especially after he died, it's kind of a cool, we've got Dan Broxma playing tomorrow night. And it's a special weekend, I think. So
sure.
For a lot of reasons. But
he looked forward to Mondays because that's when he was able to come home from touring and be with his wife and kids. And,
yeah, exactly.
So it is a neat story.
RIP Jimmy.
That's right. I was just talking to a neighbor of mine that they took a party bus years ago, probably in the 90s, to Alpine Valley to see him.
Oh, and man. We went to Alpine Valley when I was still in college, I think. And I'll tell you, it's like a six-hour vacation to a different world.
It is.
Well, you see things there that you'll never see anywhere else. There were guys with pools in the back of their pickup trucks, and a lot of stuff you don't want to mention on the air for, FCC regulations.
That's
kind
of what I'm getting at. I was at a Dead & Company concert for the Grateful Dead back.
Yeah.
So I had just gotten the yellow bug that Johnny Peck has now.
Okay.
So that's 8-9 years ago. And there was a hippie walking around without his shirt on saying something with his fingers in the air. And I can't say it on the air, but... I was like, wow.
Yeah. It takes all kinds.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
To make the world go around. So I got to ask you, I had something happen to me this morning that rarely happens, but someone must have been having a bad day on social media. Do you ever get, Facebook trolls on your page?
We do. We get spammers. I don't think they're real people, but they're they'll I don't know what they do, but they're like, I always block them and I don't know. But they're not real. Like, it's always like they want to friend somebody else that commented on our page.
Oh, I've seen those.
It's
you're very handsome.
Yeah,
I'd like to meet you sometime.
And then we've had a couple instances where they were trying to sell t-shirts, which were not our t-shirts. I mean, just.
So I'm talking more along the lines that, but just negative Nancy's.
Okay.
Do you ever get those?
I would say in 10 years, I could probably count on one hand. I mean, very few.
Yeah, how could you be upset about a brewery?
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm on this page, Boat Owners United.
Okay.
And it's people all over the U.S. that have boats. And when it first started, it was like, here's my classic 73, and it's people were like, oh, wow, that's awesome. Now it's turned into this morning, there was one where a gentleman had a picture of the oil barrel under the transom of the boat, and it was all cream colored.
Okay.
He's like, this is my third oil change, and this is, and people are like, well, you probably blown head gasket, whatever.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a question and answer page.
Sure, almost
now.
Like a forum.
Forum is a great way to put it. The trailer, though, the bottom cross member of the trailer was like damn near rotted through. So I put on there, and I'm like, I honestly noticed the trailer rust corrosion first. It's a big safety concern. Yeah, you know?
Right.
And this guy right away, I'm not even out of bed. Hey, what, do you want a cookie for that, dumbass? And I'm like, nice comment. Yeah. Dude, what an idiot. I'm like, how so? And he never replied.
Well, this is why I don't comment on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of fun. I mean, it's sometimes.
Funny. Yeah.
So I wanted to say one thing I wanted to say I can't say on the program here. But the other thing I was going to say is you're right. Why focus on a safety hazard? We'll focus on,
on the oil change,
yeah. Not anything relevant to the safety of others when you're towing it down I-90.
Right.
So that just kind of
that's like
me.
That's like the Jeff Foxworthy joke. Have you heard the redneck with Jeff Foxworthy?
Well, no. I mean, I know his
you know
style
you might
of,
be a redneck. Yeah. So I'm gonna butcher it, but my parents and I, when we were kids, we used to listen to this. And he tells a story: he was a little kid, and his dad was driving. They were coming back from the lake, and he's got the boat hooked up in the back, and he's going about, you know, 85 on the back roads, and cop pulls him over and says, "Sir, I see you're pulling a boat there." And his dad goes, "Well, I didn't know it was illegal to pull a boat in Alabama." And the cop says, "Well, sir, it's not, but we usually recommend you tie it down first."
Yeah. He says,
"You lost a skier about a mile back there."
Yeah. Put it on the trailer. Yeah. Well, I always wanted to do like what they have in winter, where they find like a junk boat and they drag it with a snowmobile and people are all drinking yeah. in it and have it with their light up hats and sweaters. Yeah. I think that'd be fun.
That's funny.
So, any big plans this weekend other than running it tight at the brewery?
Running it tight. Lot of beer going out. As you mentioned, it's fall, so we're full on Mars in season now. So, mm-hmm. We got the Red House Ale back. We got live music with Dan and Al tomorrow night. One of my favorite shows of the year. So they're playing 5 to 8, and just want to wish everybody out there a very safe and happy Labor Day weekend. Thanks for all the support this summer. It's been a great summer.
You love fall. I love fall.
Yep.
But you know there's at least 3 listeners out there that are saying Monday, September 22nd is the first day of fall.
Oh, yeah. I was down at my shop, and I said, "All right, boys, you know, last weekend of the summer." And Daniel, he's been with me forever. My oldest tenured employee, Daniel, and he says, "Well, technically, Dave, it's not over till September 22nd. I was right. "You're right, Dan.
Thank you for that. Cheers.
Cheers.